The American Legion expects to be actively involved in providing input to the master plan and will continue monitoring West LA to ensure the correct changes are being made. Ultimately, we want VA to make good on their promise to functionally eliminate veterans' homelessness. But this will not be possible as long as the largest population of homeless veterans in America is not addressed. The American Legion thanks the committee for their close attention to the problem veterans face, among them homelessness, and wants you to know that we remain deeply committed to ensuring that the scourge of veteran homelessness is ended.
Thank you, Mr. Lilly. Ms. Murphy, the parties to the lawsuit involved in the West LA facility are seeking to vacate the decisions of the district court, namely those that declared the non-health care agreements void and ordered VA to halt construction of an amphitheater involving one of the voided agreements. I have two questions about what VA will do if the decisions are vacated. Will the VA allow land use agreement? Will the VA allow land use agreement holders whose agreements do not involve sharing of health care resources to remain on the property?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The master plan that is going to be developed will address those issues. And until that master plan is developed, we will not know what the disposition of all of those entities will be. Certainly the master plan will be consistent with having entities on the property that support services to homeless veterans and all other entities that do not meet the criteria of support for veterans will be looked at critically as part of that process.
Well, here's the problem. I mean, we already know that it's out of compliance. Mm-hmm. We already know that in 1888, when this land was bequeathed to the federal government, it was for the specific purpose of serving veterans. And so I don't understand why you have to go through some kind of bureaucratic process to determine when you're in violation of law when you're already in violation of the law. Can you explain that to me?
Well, I think, sir, in this instance, a very strong and well thought out master planning process could help us answer those questions.
You know, reading the law would help answer these questions. Will VA now resume construction of that amphitheater, despite the fact that it provides no direct service to veterans?
I would refer that question to my colleague, Dr. McDougall.
No, the VA has no intention at this point of resuming construction. That will, again, be looked at as part of the master planning process.
Ms. Murphy, VA's settlement framework states that the department will develop exit strategies for non-VA entities located on the West LA campus if they don't comply with the new master plan to be completed by October 2015. When will the multiple land use agreement holders that GAO found have no contract or written agreement with the VA or have failed to provide a payment for the use of the property be forced to vacate the premises instead of remaining a taxpayer and veteran expense?
Sir, I can't answer that question precisely, but again, that will be part of the process.
And how long is this process supposed to take place?
The master plan is intended to be completed in October of this year.
In October of this year?
Yes, sir.
It's going to take October of this year to find out that you're in violation of the law when you're already in violation of the law. Is that what you're telling me? I'll recognize the ranking member.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I want to get at the heart of the matter, and I appreciate Mr. Lilly when you said what we're looking at is to try to get the greatest benefit for the care of veterans. We've got an issue here where the federal government, through the VA, has been bequeathed this property, and you in particular have said that you didn't want that property to be sold. So presumably if all 300 acres can't be used for the specific benefit,